You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon. Crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo. My cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are here in the conversation. Damian Lemon on my right hand side.
El Ejecutivo Vladimir Camaño.
Okay, and on the left hand side.
You got my man Ali Muhammad here.
Oh, shit.
Guru.
What's up, fellas?
Guru. What's up, brother?
How we doing?
What's up, fellas? The highlight of my week?
Oh, man. Well, you know, we got to get that together.
Come on, yeah.
Yeah, you got to get your life together, man. We're going to get you together, man.
Yeah, we gotta get together. We gotta get together.
Ali fixed my life.
Van Zant, Van Zant your ass.
Who's Van Zant?
Ayala Van Zant.
Oh, blessed, beloved.
Exactly. Yeah.
Beloved.
Get yourself together.
Yeah, DMX was the one that got away, though.
A few of them been getting away. I missed the one with Carucci.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That was a drama. I've seen the memes on it.
I'm surprised she made it that far. I'll be honest.
I've seen the memes. The memes is funny, man.
Really?
The internet don't have no chill.
Black Twitter?
Whatever Twitter. Whoever put that together, that shit was funny.
That's on the Oprah Network, right? On the Oprah Network?
Yeah.
I guess.
Own. Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna Ali fix your motherfucking life.
That's hilarious.
Get your shit together.
Great parody. I like that.
What's wrong with you, man? Come on.
Your bullshit.
What about your legacy?
What the fuck is wrong with you? What is your problem?
Where's your pride at, man?
Anyway, man.
Right.
D Lemon coming back from Denver.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that came out to the Denver Improv. We had a good time, man. Shout out to all the the fans that came through, the staff holding me down. Shout out to Nicole McCormack hosting, Donnell Prado on the feature tip. Had a couple guest people come through, Ben Adams, I forget the other cat's name,
but
it was a good time, man.
Shout out to that reefer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Shout out to Denver.
They are definitely big on horticulture. They do not fuck around. They get it in.
Yeah.
When in Rome.
You know what I mean? See what's popping.
It was kind of crazy, man. Now, it was a good time out there. But yeah,
the next question, D, like, it's legal out there.
Yeah.
Is it like blatant, like storefront stuff? Like, how big has the industry gotten out there?
Oh, that shit is the industry.
It's everywhere.
Honestly, I feel like I don't know what else goes on in Denver. Honestly, I mean, it's them, the Broncos, and the Nuggets. You know what I'm saying? That's about all I see. I mean, I was asking people, what's going on out here? What's popping out here? It felt like it was, you know, town's very chill. Mm-hmm. That weed, that recreational marijuana, I think they make like $20 million a month in taxes just for schools. That's a month. You know what I mean? Like, it's ridiculous. The shit will blow your mind. Like, I had just gone there for the first time maybe about a month ago for a day. So I'd kind of gotten over it. But that day when I went out there, you know, it's like Amsterdam in America. You know what I mean? Like, you walk into this spot, you show your ID or whatever, and they say, all right, show your ID.
Legal.
Yeah,
legal.
Recreational.
Of age, yeah.
Yeah, but they make sure, because there's a couple things. If you're in state, you get a little bit of benefit as far as pricing goes. Mm. If you got a medical card, your shit is cheaper. The medical is cheaper than the recreational. You know what I mean? They still got that whole thing going on.
Right.
And certain strains don't get over. Like, recreational get strains second, oftentimes. Right, there was this rumor that the medical strains were even stronger than the recreational strains, but I took a tour through a dispensary, and it turns out that's bullshit.
That's false.
That's some false shit.
You did the research.
We did the research. But it is crazy. Walk in. I mean, they got this shit just set up. It's just there. It's there. The dude was like, yeah, you need a second. I was like, yo, my man, I need a couple minutes. I need to get this. I need to take this all in because this shit is bananas to me. And you go there, and they got bud tenders. And they crack it open. They say, okay, so we got this for you. Got that. We got this. This does this. This high has that.
You called it a bud what?
Bud tender. Like a bartender, but a bud tender. Bud tender, yeah. And they deal with you, and you make your selection, and then you go off and enjoy it. Now, the thing is, you can't really blow trees out in the world. Uh-huh. Like out in the world, which is similar in Amsterdam. Like, you can't just be walking. I mean,
as a pedestrian, it kind of just kind of.
Yeah, they're a little bit more lax out there, but you know, you don't want to be walking around. So they, you know, They got little spots. There's a spot called the Break Room. Shout out to the Break Room. That's like a little in the cut spot. It looks like a hat store, but then there's another situation. You go back there, and it's damn near like a coffee shop. And you just blow your trees, and they got all types of shit in there. And it's pretty ill. It's pretty ill. If you into that, you can go
now,
check it out.
I'm so removed from that culture. So I got so many questions. One is like, is it just the buds, or do they give you like pre roll? Like if you wanted a pre roll,
yeah, they got that too. They give like, that to you. Yeah. They trying to make money. They give you what you want.
And then in terms of like other stuff, like brownies, or is it just strictly
edibles? They got edibles. They got, so there's like brownies. There's like gummy bears. There's drinks. There's tinctures. There's all types. There's wax.
So it's like a menu. There's a straight up menu. When
it's absolute menu. As a matter of fact, I might even have a menu here you can look at. Deadass. So. No, it's crazy. It's something to
fresh
see.
Fresh off the plane.
It's
fresh
definitely something to see, man. It's definitely worth a trip. And you know,
and you didn't see nobody bugging on the streets, no Walking Dead.
Nah,
none of that craziness,
you know what?
Right?
I saw people, and I didn't say it this time, but last time I saw people out there that looked like they were on other drugs. Looked like it might be like a little meth situation popping off out there, too. That's a little strong. It was a little Walking Dead, you know what I mean? You know, them type
Breaking Bass.
Yeah, what do they call them? Daywalkers.
Daywalkers.
In the world.
Did you find it to be just more chill in general, Denver? But, you know, like, is it a more just chill place? Like, everybody's a little more calm and...
It felt a little chill. I mean, you know, shit. I mean, if you partake, you're going to feel chill either way. It definitely felt like it was... Denver's very low-key. You know what I'm saying? It's very low-key. It's very just... It's real cool. Everybody's kicking it. It was great weather. You know what I mean? When it's good weather and it's a weekend, it's really hard not to look pleasant. And I was only there for a couple of days, so I can't really hit you with the full-on climate. I don't know how that shit is on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
But from Thursday to Sunday, that shit
the
was
the bud coming
right.
up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy. I just handed that man Vlad a good old menu. Shout out to Native Roots.
Native Roots.
Good Native Roots reefer menu.
Exactly. Anyway.
They got takeout.
Speaking of which, that fire. Did y'all see the roast last night of young Justin Bieber?
I caught some of the clips. some of the clips online.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it live, but I did see Martha Stewart do her thing. That shit was funny as hell.
Yeah, nah, she came off. She had some funny shit.
She rolled the line real well, but you know.
Yeah.
Like they introduced her, she got enough cred out here. She got enough stripes.
Yeah. Talk her
to
shit.
Pull it off.
Martha's a beast, man. I mean, businesswoman, she's savvy. And
they sent Martha ass to jail.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Martha's a she's
she
no
did
slouch.
Her time. And she did her time.
She did her bid.
She
did a bid. A little bid there.
She sent a white woman to jail.
Uh-huh. And she held strong.
You know what I'm saying? And she held it down doing arts and crafts up in that motherfucker.
And she back though. She's still on top.
Still on way back. On top. Martha's a beast.
That's interesting. She was good. She's a good delivery system. Because you could tell she was reading from the prompter, but even still, it didn't come across like she was just reading.
Right.
She was dropping some shit. I like Snoop a lot.
Uh-huh.
Snoop just how he held court. Like, that's he's been kind of in training for that for a long time. Like, just the masters of ceremony, shit-talking individual.
That's who he is. That's how he came in. That's how he made the records.
Yeah. Pete Davidson caught a couple bodies early.
Who?
Pete Davidson.
He went up first.
Is a Guy Code alumni.
Oh, word.
Comedian from New York. He's on SNL right now. You know, he did his thing. Caught a few. He had to take the bullet. He started it off.
He started off great.
He kicked
you
in the
door.
He
started off great.
No, because typically that opening
started
spot.
Started off the
opening,
roast.
Opening right. spot, you got to come out, you know, that's the opening right. bullet. So you got to come off, you know, right.
Kind of got to set the tone.
Yeah, and he did a great job. He came out, yeah. right, he came out guns blazing.
You think a roast could really work in like a regular, like if you did a roast of like a C-list celebrity with his homies?
Well, it's a lot of those. That's what most of these guys, I mean, Justin is, I guess, still an A-list, but... What you mean?
Somebody like regular. It seemed like that shit a brand. Motherfucker get
sensitive.
Offended.
Of course.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Fight.
Hilarious.
Well, like a roast is like a white man sport. You know what I'm saying?
I used to think that too. I used to think niggas is too sensitive.
That shit turned out.
What you say?
What the fuck you say?
You ain't hit below the belt.
I don't care about these cameras.
Oh. What you say about my mama?
You gotta be a certain type of person to take that. I don't know. I think I might be too sensitive. But I've noticed
it's like
when
doing
I first
roast with a mafia.
I know there's a lot of black roasts. I know when I first started doing comedy, it was a big thing, like in the hood rooms, when a comedian was kind of
having a birthday or something.
Like having a birthday, he was big enough in the industry, he would have other comedians come out and roast him.
Oh, right.
And really just come out and do some time for free.
Right.
Really
they would just do their set.
Yeah, come up and do a couple jokes and shit. We ain't got no money for you, but roast you know, it's all in honor of such and such.
It's my birthday.
But I never really attended any of those where it got too crazy. Like a true roast is going to get crazy. But right. We're going to get into that because I got some questions. But first, I just want to recap because I saw the entire thing and I felt like Pete bodied on there. Natasha Leggero did her thing. She came correct on there. Martha Stewart, Snoop, my man Hannibal got busy.
Kevin did a good job.
Yeah, Kev did a great job at hosting, man. Kev did what he needed to do. He kept it moving around, and he lit a couple people up. I felt like Bieber was all right. Bieber did what he needed to do.
I'm halfway through. I gotta finish. I'm halfway through.
But my question is, one of my questions that I saw this shit, I saw live as I was watching it, I was looking at the Twitter commentary. Luda took a lot of bad ones, dog. Yeah.
I seen Martha light Luda ass up.
They got everyone lit Luda ass. What did she say about Luda?
She said something about him having three baby mamas.
Oh, right. Why don't you start pulling out on it?
Why don't you start pulling out and shooting on some of my super absorbent sheets?
They said that.
And Tasha said, I've seen all your movie.
Yeah.
She said, I've seen all your movie.
Wow.
And then it was what you didn't see was I know Pete Davidson had a joke about Paul Walker, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I think a few people had jokes about Paul Walker, and they cut them. Supposedly, Luda got real tight about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said so in the interview. But that was that. He just became like a bit of a punching bag because he's in a precarious time right now. Like, he's been away from what he's known for years, right?
Right.
You know, you could kind of argue the same shit about Snoop, but Snoop is so established in the
and he stayed rapping though. I mean,
he just stayed relevant.
He stayed relevant and he stayed doing rap shows. He stayed a rapper even with what
like,
he do.
And he's like a part of the culture. He's in every aspect of it.
He cool as fuck.
Yeah,
he's cool as fuck. But everybody, like dog, even Snoop shitted on Luda. Luda was like, he's like, dog, when you said I got hoes in every area, it kind of reminded me of the shit that I said 15 years earlier when I said this. Nigga, I wonder how far you would go if you wasn't biting my shit. Nigga, just like, because then it made you really think, like, wait a minute.
See, that's type shit.
That's the type.
Right.
Yeah, because like, did you mean that? Did you mean that?
Listen, there's always a little kernel of truth in a joke. Dog. But I mean, you could tell you could tell by his body language, he wasn't fucking, he was getting shot up. Fuck it, man.
Luda's a good rapper, man. Luda gets busy on the mic.
Luda's new album is solid. It's just
I haven't heard it yet.
Luda's new album is pretty good. Ludaversal.
What's the record? Like, what's the one that's popping?
I mean, this is one of them rappers, one of them records where he's just spitting. More so than like is like a single or anything that's gonna pull you in. I only listened to it one time, but there's some shit on there. And I Grass is Green is a cool record, Call Your Bluff's a cool record. He got some shit on there. Right. I mean, it's interesting though, because you know, you've been away for so long. That shit. What does that mean anymore? It was a funny part.
What does your raps mean?
No, but it was interesting because, like, you know, I'd seen Pete run his set prior to the roast, so I knew kind of shit he was talking about. One of the lines he had, he was like, "Wow, you know, Ludacris and fucking Snoop Dogg are here." He was like, "You know, if I was 38, I'd be fucking losing my shit," which is hilarious because he's fucking 21 years old. And it kind of, and Bieber said some shit later on. He was like, "Yo, Snoop, you were on, you were the Billboard Artist of the year I was born. And look at you. Don't be shy. Look at where you're at now. You're sitting next to Martha Stewart and that Hannibal guy. You made it." And that shit was fucking hilarious to me because it's weird as far as perception.
And you might get your ass whooped.
Nigga.
talking that shit.
Shit was funny, man. It was
Natasha said that Snoop looks like Shaq's skeleton.
Snoop, that shit was funny.
He said,
fucking Hannibal said he looked like an old Mortal Kombat boss. He said, you get up to one level, it's like, oh, now you got to fight fake Crip. Oh, call this nigga fake Crip on television to his face. I was like, yeah. Shit is crazy, man. It was some funny moments, man. Oh, it was some funny ass moments, man. I thought it was good. Because honestly, I'm not no big Justin Bieber fan. You know what I mean? Like, he's one of them cats that's kind of, like, penetrated the mainstream. And I really feel like, typically, when you're as big as he is, you can't help but hear this person's music. No. Outside of Baby, I don't think I've really heard any Justin Bieber music.
You heard it, you just don't know. Because all I know is Baby.
Yeah, but still, like, you know, I think I know more Taylor Swift songs than I know Justin Bieber songs.
I don't know, Baby.
And that's not even...
Baby, oh.
I'm going to act like I don't know it right now.
Yeah, you know that shit.
I'm going to act like I don't know it.
That's exactly what you're doing.
I'm going to act like I don't know that song.
Hilarious.
You know that shit.
But yeah, man.
Many a deli have heard that song while I'm ordering a sandwich.
Exactly.
That shit was funny, though, B. It was funny. It was interesting. Yeah, but I don't know.
Would you do a roast?
Hell no. Not at this point. I don't even know if I would participate in a roast. The roast dynamic is interesting.
You think you have to check somebody? Like, you're my man.
Well, if you're gonna participate in the roast, you gotta go.
That's what I'm saying. It's at least point. Is that part of the reason why you kind of hold back? Like, because you know you're lying. Like,
I mean, you can't take yourself too seriously in this shit at all. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man.
Check somebody,
especially if it's just some random motherfuckers. Martha Stewart, what's up with all this venom, bitch? I don't even know you like that.
I don't got none of your sheets.
Who wrote that shit? You know what I mean? But typically, when you getting roasted, you in a position where you could take a good. You've been roasted for a while. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it's not the first time you've heard some dumb shit about you. Look at Trump, look at Charlie Sheen, look at Justin Bieber. They've been called an asshole on numerous occasions.
Right, you know
what I'm saying? This ain't like a benevolent person that was like, yo, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I know Mother Teresa, you've been doing a whole lot of good for the world. Let's get this bitch on the dais and really let you know what we think about. Like,
light your ass up.
Yeah, they kind of know what it is.
Light your ass up.
And it's for their benefit. Justin made a plea at the end where he was like, listen, guys, you know, I've been an asshole for the last 3 to 5 years. Flirted with being black a bit, and I just want to be white and back in your graces. You guys ready for me? And
appeal to the race draft board.
I don't say appeal to the race draft board, but he definitely made this plea to be, okay, you guys did you get your swings off?
Right.
Can y'all let me be me again? You know, I was only 12, I guess, 12 when I started popping. And,
right.
You know, what would you have done with $200 million at 12 or 17 years old and da-da-da-da-da? And it appeals to you because, you know, more often than not, if you was fucking 17, 15 years old and you was getting money like that, you'd probably be just as fucked up, if not even worse.
It'd be way worse.
Way worse.
He lucky.
He lucky, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I could do a roast either, dude. I don't know. Yeah, I don't think I'm built for that.
Shit was funny, though. I mean, yeah, it was pretty funny.
So, shit. So, you had Snoop, Luda.
Chris D'Elia was on there. Who else? Natasha Leggero.
She came for Chris, too, Natasha.
Yeah, I mean, she came for everybody.
I guess with rappers, you know what I'm saying? You say Luda's been away for a while. I guess, you know what I'm saying? A rapper that, you know what I'm saying, he ain't real big, but he stay in the mix. He stay dropping shit as Fab.
Yeah.
Fab, you know what I'm saying, he gonna come.
Who's that? I believe he's half Dominican, is that right? Fab is half Dominican?
I believe so, yeah.
Just wanna put that out there.
How about that?
Just wanna put that out there.
You know any Fab records?
Come on, man.
You know any Fab records?
My brother's in love with that dude, man.
Yo, brother, what about you?
My one of my favorite songs actually is Situationships.
Is it really one of your favorite songs?
Favorite Fab songs. All right. You ever heard Situationships?
Yeah.
I heard Lituation.
Situationship. Right. Check it out when you get a chance. Situationship by Fab. It's a good song.
It just came out.
The Lituation?
Situation. Situationship.
About 2 mixtapes ago or something.
Two mixtapes. That's good.
Yeah.
I got a Lituation.
Yeah, nah, Fab is on fire right now. He's heating up a nice little run.
Yeah.
And he's bringing the DJ Clue sound back, I'm feeling like. It feels very 90s. Damn, they wanted to buy some Hirachis in the honor of this shit one.
The New York Snoop and Dre.
Yeah, man, that, exactly. It took it back to that. It brought it back to the mixtape, Fab. And it is, I don't know I'm in my 30s, so I don't know if this is nostalgia marketing working on me. I'm starting to see younger cats. No, I'm seeing younger cats. It's like, because I always feel like with Fab, this is my thing. Fab was in that weird generation where he was in the same space as Jay, but he was damn near what, 5-6 years removed from when Jay came out. Jay came out, what, 96, right? Fab came out of what, 2001, right?
Yeah, I was in college.
2001, 2002.
He came out kind of like at the height of the Jay-Z reign.
Right.
And Fab and Jay both from Brooklyn, right?
Right.
So it was always like Fab was kind of second to, he was the little homie. He didn't ever superseded him. Right. You know what I mean? He was hot. He had his nice little fan base, the cats from the mixtape shit. Women fuck with Fab. I always say Fab make records for Instagram models and the dudes that want to fuck them.
Before Instagram.
He was video vixen.
La Marina.
Right.
Yeah, playlist approved. Right.
Cuffing season.
And what made me really fuck with Fab was when we was doing Yard Fest, and I was at St. Augustine's College. I think that shit is in North Carolina or South Carolina.
And it's one of the Carolinas, right?
It's one of the Carolinas, but this is back when shit was still very regional, right? And this was when the South was kind of popping, and New York was starting to kind of fade a little bit as far as relevance go. But Fab was one of those artists that could still keep a record in the world.
Right.
But he was going to be down South at a black college and like in the Carolinas in the heyday of the Southern hip-hop movement, right? And that nigga did a full hour show with hits and destroy, and had hits that you were, maybe as a New Yorker, you wasn't paying as much attention to, because he had that record Do the Damn Thing with Jeezy. I think he had a record with Slim Thug. And it was just like, okay, when you're up in New York, you're like, okay, he's doing a record with the South Cats. I see he's trying to do. But when you see how that shit resonate in that region, you was like, oh, this kid here is smart. I don't think he gets enough credit for staying relevant for as long as he has.
Right. And Fab, you know what I'm saying? Fab came out in a certain kind of way, exactly like you said, the height of the Jay-Z realm. But he came out with a national sound. His sound, even though he was a New York rapper and he had lyrics and he came from the mixtape world, his records sounded like a national record that could play in any city, USA. Yep. He was like, you know what I'm saying? That was when that breed of rapper started coming out, when it was like they knew the value of making that record that resonated everywhere.
Because they were inspired by those cats. This was when hip-hop was still big as fuck. Like 97, 98, 99, like those cats that started coming out after that, they had witnessed hip-hop become something big.
Right.
You know.
And you had already seen Biggie collab with Cats Everywhere. You seen Jay do it. You know what I'm saying? He kind of mastered a certain sound. And he's the thing about Fab, where he might not have went all the way to the top like Jay, but he understands that market so well that, you know what I'm saying, he knows how to pump up his runs. You know what I'm saying? He makes records for his runs. You know what I mean? He make the records, and then he go hit all the cities. You know what I'm saying? And that's what Fab do, time in and time out. Like, you know, you just played one of them records he just made on the mixtape.
On the Mobb Deep Shook Ones, right?
And he was like, you know what I'm saying, I ain't been to the ATM in 10 years.
Yeah.
Because he getting that show money, and he stay getting it. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of rappers don't get that. You know what I'm saying? They make records, and they make them. You know what I'm saying? And they go do their stuff. But Fab is deeply embedded in the business model. He's like an old blues artist to me. You know what I'm saying?
Where you live on the road, kind of?
Where you live on the road, you know what I'm saying? It's like back in the day when I was growing up, it was this cat Marvin Cease. And his records sound old as fuck, but he was still making new records and shit. You know what I'm saying? He'd make these records.
What was his genre? What was he?
He was like blues, but it was like he used to sing like some nasty blues. You know what I'm saying?
Funk,
like blues. He had this song called Candy Liquor that all the old ladies in the, you
like
know what
that,
saying?
I like
in
that old hood, school. Candy Liquor.
In the hood.
I love you know that. I love that.
And it's so ironic because he got his start at the bar that's at the corner of my street.
Wow.
Local.
At the Casablanca.
There you go.
Damn.
But he would make these records, and then he would go hit all these towns, and he would come every single year and sell that shit out. Every time he come to Miami, he gonna sell that shit out.
Yeah. Is he still around or he's?
No, I think he died.
I'm gonna check him out. Marvin Cease.
Marvin Cease.
The name sound familiar.
Shout out.
A cool name too. Marvin Cease. I like that.
You know what I mean?
It's a cool name. Yeah. Fab also got a good swag them too. He like just like he has a nice little authentic swag. Like he's not playing himself. Like I feel like it carries well. He has a good flow. He's consistent.
Well, yeah, and I think that one, he's fucking talented. He can rap.
Right.
So there's that. He can rap. He's definitely. I don't think that he's. Especially now that the 90s is so crazy. His, like you said, like his styling has always been, he's always been relevant. He's never been one of my.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah, like that.
That's trying to chase the trend. You know what I mean? He, and the fact that a lot of what's being referenced right now is shit that was popping. Like he lived through that. You know what I mean? And kind of almost was on the come up during that time. So it's like, you know, a lot of niggas is buying their first Cuban. He might have a Cuban from years ago.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you could go pull out the old, like if we reference it 90s, it's like he got a lot of dead stock shit. You know what I mean? Like it's a lot of cats that's starting to get their paper up. And it's like, he says there's a difference between getting money and got money. So it's like one of those things where it's like being the older guy on the court, but your jump shot is still money.
Got that set
you
shot.
You still a threat out there.
Pick and roll.
Yeah,
Ray you can Allen. Still get,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Ray Allen a rap.
Fuck around, might be able to get a ring.
Got the high white socks.
Yeah.
With the gray shorts.
It's interesting, man. It's very interesting, though, to see what's going to happen with that.
Shout out to, shout out to rapgenius.com. I don't know who runs the site. You know, I'm curious to see who runs it. But
a couple white guys.
Which to me, I heard a rumor about that. So if that's the case, it's a little conflicting. Well, it is what it is. But
it is what it is.
It is what it is. They helped the brother break down the Kendrick album.
Yeah, man.
Listening to it.
Recognize you. Yeah. You know, helps you out.
I mean,
tools.
The good thing about Rap Genius though, they give you a space to contradict what they say. Uh-huh. They have like a little column that where you could jump in and say I disagree with this. So that's dope. But yeah, I listened to the Kendrick album recently, and you know, it's a good one. Took me a while to digest it. I'm still processing it, but you know, I'm going lyric by lyric
with Rap Genius.
Yeah, man.
With the Rosetta Stone of rap.
Well, no, because you know they have all the lyrics laid out, and then you can get their feedback, and then you look at the comments, see what other people said.
That's right. When you get old.
So you get a Urban Dictionary. I felt bad about it. I was like, I can't understand lyrics, dude. I told you I'm dyslexic. Even Fabulous, dude. I gotta ask my brother. What did he say? What did he say? So shout out to that website, man. Yeah. Give them credit.
So what's your
question? You know,
you had a question?
No question. Just one.
Yeah, what you think about the title when Jay-Z and the rest of the artists coming together to create their own streaming service?
So it's called Tidal, right?
Tidal.
It's a streaming service where they basically similar to Spotify.
Right.
You can go online and you can digest music as you want it, right?
Right.
The question I have, Ali, is I don't think they ever announced what the royalty structure is for the artists.
I mean, I don't think really Spotify announced it.
Spotify is like 0.008 per stream.
But they TechCrunch and all them had to dig into it to really get it away.
I think my question is because they made this big announcement. They had this commercial. They had this whole web thing going on. Right. Groundbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks just like Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically a replica of Spotify. In our heads, it's like, oh, you guys are going to offer the artists more money because it is of
artists.
But
that's artists. What they're saying. Right? They haven't lined it out, but that's what they're saying, that they're going to offer more money. And, you know, they're touting their service as a better quality of service. You could upgrade to a CD quality sound. They're going to have other content on the site, Blase Skipping the Third.
And it's $20 a month. That's what they're talking about.
No, it's $9.99. And then if you want the high quality sound, it's $20 a month, $19.99, whatever the fuck.
The CD lossless.
Exactly. So, you know what I'm saying? To me, I just don't understand, you know, a lot of the backlash that came along with it after they made the announcement. I guess it's one of them things like when Bill Gates got so big, it's just like you just lose by the fact that you're winning too much.
He's looking too good.
You're like, come on, you're doing too much. Sit your ass down somewhere. But to me, I mean, it's just a competitor to Spotify. And, you know, it wasn't all of these bold, you know what I'm saying, naysayers when Jimmy Iovine launched the Beats streaming service. I mean, nobody said shit. You know what I mean? So I don't see what the big deal is. They offered a competitive product, and fuck it.
I think they're gonna have to. I mean, the only thing groundbreaking I think is that they have to announce what they're gonna pay the artists.
Right. It's groundbreaking in the fact that one, if they're paying more, that's one.
That's one.
But the fact that many artists got together to have equity share in a music distribution platform. And that's what people been asking for years. Why don't they just get together and get their own distribution? But that's what this is.
No, so they all have equal equity in this?
I don't know if it's equal, but all of those people that was on
signed,
the stage.
They signed on the stage.
All those people that announced it,
Alicia Keys,
they all equity partners.
in this, all partners in,
yeah, in this thing. Around. So it was Madonna, Alicia Keys,
J. Cole,
Rihanna, and Nicki Minaj, fucking Deadmau5,
Beyonce,
Daft Punk. So Beyonce, of course. So, I mean, this is what people been asking for, really.
Oh.
Just when in back, back anytime in, just in the record industry at different stages, it'd be like, well, why don't such and
we
such
just start
get together
thing.
And do their own distribution? Why don't Oprah, fucking such and such, such, such get our own stage? This is that. You know what I'm saying? So when you're talking about the future of music distribution, which is not, you know, linear anymore, it's not in the stores. You know, iTunes has the downloads. Streaming is the next iteration of that. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with a bunch of artists getting together to decide the structure of the pay and how it plays out?
Look, man, I don't even care. I get your money, Pop. This is my thing. One, I don't really stream music. I don't mess with Spotify, any of that. I just use my own music. But this, my thing is, I'm not mad at Jay-Z and all these cats getting money. Jay-Z, the businessman, inspires me.
Mm-hmm.
But Jay-Z, the rapper, is way more exciting. Like, seeing Jay-Z get yet another fucking check or doing some other business-related shit, like, it's cool, but it's tired. Like, I would like to hear that nigga do some Clue shit. And really, like, if you're going to introduce a new music streaming thing, then, like, how you did with the Samsung thing that shit never went anywhere, but you did something with the Samsung thing and you put out Magna Carta Holy Grail, at least remind us why we fuck with you in the first place.
But at a certain
point, I hope that happens.
Yeah, but what if it don't? You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, a rapper get old and maybe he don't want to rap no more.
I hear you, but then I'm not going to get excited. That's my point. Right. You could do whatever you want to do. They can turn to Warren Buffett. But if you expect me to be as excited as Jay-Z as I was back in 2002 or 96 or whatever, it's not by this fucking title thing where you get Madonna half humping the table, thirsty for attention. I don't give a fuck about that shit.
Exactly. And that's not really, it's probably not for you. I don't stream my damn self. But, you know, I get what you're saying because I feel the same way about T.I., you know what I'm saying, and his business moves. And it's like, man, just rap. But, you know what I'm saying, when I separate myself from that and you start talking about the long haul, you mean, so they're saying that, you know, out of Spotify, only 15 million people pay the $9.99 to do it.
Correct.
So they're like, well, what the fuck? What is? But if you're competing for the rest of the audience that's going to come behind that, if you're saying today is 15 million people, the kids that come after that shit, that might be, you know, 15 million more, 30 million more, 45 million more, and you trying to get a slice of that. I mean, that's a big slice of pie to go after. So I appreciate that.
And I think to the market, the consumers, there's an appeal to having a social piece behind, like, this is of the artist.
Mm-hmm.
That appeals to fans. Like, oh, this is the artist? Oh, let me support that. Some people may be more willing to pay when they see that, you know, it's going to a different revenue structure.
And if you grow up on Spotify, then that's something else. We didn't grow up on that shit. We had our own shit. We made our own playlists. We put our own mixtapes together. And that was that. And that's how I like to control my music. I like to play some shit. I would like to rewind and shit.
I was on Spotify, Sunday with some friends, and we went on a Ghostface marathon.
How you go on Spotify with some friends?
So I was in the car, we were driving up to the show, and they were like, yo, we got Spotify, which I want to listen to.
Uh-huh.
And it was Ghost Day. We just went on, every album was there, dude. It was. I know you say you don't stream, D, but like, when you got it and you just want something, you want that song, it's boom, it's immediate, you know?
Word.
I'm not saying that it's not, it has no worth at all, no value in the world. I'm sure there's people that fuck with it. All I'm saying is that shit is not exciting at all. I give a fuck about Tidal. Hey, it is another, it's Jay-Z winning yet again. We'll see if that impacts my life in 2 to 3 months from now, but as far as I was concerned, I was like, all right. Are we tithing to be Jay-Z fans now? Is that what we got to do? We got to pay a couple dollars to show that we still fans?
Yeah. I don't think it's about him. I think the play is more a distribution play about the industry.
But let me be clear. I was in the cab when he was doing the thing. I looked at a little bit of the stream. I haven't read anything on it. It sounded like a streaming service. I don't really fuck with streaming services. Right. But if that man is doing something groundbreaking, again, I salute him. I tip
and
my
I
hat.
Shit on him at the same time.
I'm not shitting on him. No, I'm not shitting on him. Be clear. Oh, I salute that man. I tell y'all, Jay-Z.
Old winning ass Jay-Z.
Jay-Z the businessman is inspirational.
Yeah, that's what you but
I like
in
to
the
hear,
studio.
I like to hear the nigga rap. Like, let's remind, like, come on, Pop. Like, enough of this fucking, I'm an ambassador for a hip-hop delegation. Nigga, where's the records at? Let me hear a record again, man. Everybody else is rapping. Everybody else just came from the studio.
Dance, motherfucker, dance.
Yeah,
let me hear a record.
Nobody ain't asking Puff for no more records.
Puff ain't Jay-Z, Pop. Let's be honest.
Nobody ain't mad at Puff making his
move. No, but niggas are kind of excited that Puff is back to produce it again. Puff back in the studio with niggas. So I'm curious to see that.
Well, he got
Puff is not Jay-Z. Let's
he got
clear.
To a half a Billy first, and then, okay, I'm going to go back in the studio.
Yeah, but so, Puff got to the... But Puff has always been more of a businessman than a rapper. I don't write rhymes. I write checks. We know where Puff stands. Jay-Z is a lyricist that's pushed the envelope and challenged the game numerous times for years.
As a rapper and a businessman.
As a rapper and a businessman. But the rapping portion, to me, is most exciting. The business shit is crazy. I love to see a black man and break and, you know, break boundaries and do all of that shit. But you've been a rapper.
Where's the record?
As I've known you first.
Dance, dance.
Absolutely. What gave you this leverage was the fact that you put out dope-ass music. Right, I mean, you're not fucking mute. You're not. I mean, nigga, put a
that man is 50 years old.
It don't matter.
Where's the record?
Was putting out records. It ain't both from Bed-Stuy. Come on now, Jay. What's popping? Let me know what's going on, man. You got a kid. Talk about that. Talk about it. I just want to hear you talk that shit. That's all. I just want to hear some shit.
Where's the record?
Yeah. Madonna put out an album. She got to be damn near 60. If Jay-Z's 50.
No, how does J-Lo? J-Lo got an album out, right?
J-Lo got an album out.
J-Lo looks amazing, by the way.
What is she? She's Puerto Rican, though.
Puerto Rican. She looks fantastic.
She's not Dominican.
God.
You can't claim her.
Definitely on the leak list.
J-Lo?
J-Lo's on the leak list.
On the leak list?
Oh, my God. She's, what is 48?
Yeah.
Looking for, I don't know if it's 48.
The leaks is done. Eh? Ain't no more
leaks. It's always going to be a leak.
Especially with title out.
Leak is cross time boundaries. You know what I mean? They've been leaking since back in the day. You know what I mean? Where's the record?
They're going to be leaking shit from back in the day.
You know what I mean?
Where the titties at?
Where the hair? I know you're 80, but let me see some titties. I'm 80. I can't strip no more. That's how you're going to be with Kim Kardashian. I know you're 80, Kim, but let's see some titties.
Yeah, my thing is, when you bring out some, especially a music streaming service, you doing this whole big Avengers play with all of these fucking artists in there,
and
everybody there, and not one record came out of this shit. Not one. Nobody got no record on this shit. Like if we are artist driven streaming, like, then let's do that shit that only artists can do. You know what would be cool is if you're paying all this money for the stream, maybe they do like a streaming listening session of the album like a month before, like how like a journalist would go to this shit. Maybe they have fucking Jay-Z saying, yo, this the new album. It's going to be streaming tonight on da-da-da-da-da. If you there, you're going to hear it. I'm going to give you some feedback on it. So at least it's something that's like that's special to that service.
And I'm sure that is all in play. Yeah, so man, you got to have a platform and some audience there to make this shit happen.
You could have dropped the shit. All that PowerPoint and all of that.
Keynote.
Hiring the caterer and getting the hall and the motherfucking press release. Nobody thought to go to the studio to put together
this
shit.
Hell no. Steve Jobs ain't dropped the phone the day he do the little press conference and the PowerPoint.
Nah,
so
man.
I'm saying he set the shit up, let you know it's here, and
Steve
then they
Jobs
drop the shit later on some date that don't even.
But Steve will bring out the phone. He'll show it to you. They're like, yo, this is what we got.
But he ain't gonna do shit with it. Yeah. And he ain't gonna give you a date either. You know what I'm saying? He's just gonna say, hey, this is where we coming. Whoop.
Steve Jobs is an engineer. He gave you the rundown. He hit you with the tech specs and all of that shit. Jay-Z is a rapper.
Jay-Z.
Turned businessman. So let's just remind us that you still rap. Let me hear a little something. Spit some bars. When the Reebok deal went in, nigga put out a full-on mixtape to celebrate the Reebok deal. All I'm saying is have a little music in tandem so I remember. That's Jay-Z the rapper.
They ain't had time for that shit, man. They need to get that shit out. They got the deal done. They put that shit on the motherfucking table.
You work with Jay-Z.
I'm curious to hear.
I ain't never worked with Jay-Z.
He sound like he's doing an itinerary.
Right?
He ain't had no time. You know Jay-Z ain't got no time to do
that shit,
like that.
Man. Let's get out here and motherfucking crunch some numbers, man.
Man, listen, Jay-Z.
Men lie, women lie. Numbers don't.
They don't even write rhymes. All you got to do is think about the shit in the car from the thing to the thing, man. Go ahead, man. Jay.
Where's the record?
Something. Everybody else on the stage had a record within the last year.
That's I mean, Rihanna just dropped a single not too long
ago.
These
are like an old young man, you know what I mean? Where in the world? Where's the goddamn record?
No, all I'm saying is don't expect me to get excited. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think you the person that's supposed to get excited.
Maybe not.
I'm not supposed to get excited. You're a Spotify.
I'm interested in platforms and game changers.
It's the current, like, people who are really starting to be fans and shit. This day shit.
I'm curious to see how they protect themselves, though, because the whole...
It sound like another fucking thing. It sounds like the app with Samsung. Sound like Jay-Z Blue. Sounds like another check. I'm not mad at another check.
This is the thing that's different. All of those other shits, the Jay-Z Blue, the Budweiser, this, the fucking Samsung shit was a one-time fucking marketing tool. This is a full-on platform. That's all. It's a fucking business.
I'm just curious to see.
And it's a business in... At the turn of how the music business is going to be going, you know what I'm saying? Music business obviously has changed. This is a business that's changing with it. So you know what I'm saying? That just makes it bigger than just a marketing. I'm gonna market my new album through the Samsung app.
Well, let me say this: if Jay-Z wants to come on in the conversation and explain this further, you feel free.
Please
just give us a call. Hit us up.
You know what I'm saying?
We're around.
First question is. Where's the record?
Where's the music? Pop?
I'm curious to see the cost structure, number one. Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how they protect themselves because they are now becoming the execs, quote unquote. They're moving into that. So I want to see how they protect themselves from becoming that. And three, I'm curious to see if there's ever going to be a nonprofit setup.
Why?
Because
why does the business have to have a nonprofit?
Similar to Vanguard. Vanguard is an investment. Vanguard,
you got the S. Carter Foundation.
No, I'm saying if you really want to protect the artists, have the institution that runs the platform be nonprofit, so all the money goes to the artist.
No, that's not a business.
Because all it takes is a couple engineers in the studio.
That's not a business.
And you shave off some money from the streams to run it.
You don't need a nonprofit to pay artist day royalties.
No, but to run it, to keep it updated, to keep it going, you need somebody to run it.
You need a business that fucking makes profit.
But that's what I'm
saying.
To
pay people to run it.
That's what I'm saying. You take off a little bit off the top. To pay for the actual nonprofit that's running it and have the rest go to the artist.
Why does that?
He's saying there's no nonprofit running it. You putting it in a nonprofit.
What I'm saying is I'm curious if that's ever going to be a possibility.
No, it's Jay-Z.
No, it's a fucking business.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't ask Jimmy Iovine where his nonprofit at.
That's what I'm saying, though. Like, it seems to be very noble.
He would. Vlad would.
Man, you know I would.
You didn't talk about that shit when they announced Beats.
I haven't bought Beats yet.
I was just as disinterested about Beats.
Where's the record?
Beats ain't shit, but True Religion for headphones, my nigga. I'm just saying.
So you know,
get
I mean,
out of here.
I'm just curious.
But all this shit is still here and still doing shit, and it's in the conversation.
It's good. It's new business. It's grown rapper shit. I understand, niggas. It's about to be 50, 40, something like that, and it's good to have that. But my only thing, and I don't really keep barking it. My thing is. It's just not that exciting. That's it. It's cool. It's business. That's exciting. It's cool. You read it and, that's interesting. I would much rather hear some banging ass music. A good
I'm
album.
Trying to think
would
of
you drop a comedy album?
At 55?
At right now.
I mean, would I drop a comedy
Would you
album?
Drop a special?
Yeah, I think the arrangement was right, yeah.
And you did a deal to stream your special on the motherfucking Tidal. And they had motherfucking, you know, such 15 million subscribers. Would that be interesting?
Yeah, I mean, I'd be curious to see how they, you know, how the deal is structured, though. Absolutely.
Would that be interesting?
Be interesting to see how the deal is structured. It ain't exciting. It's the special would be funny because that's what I do. You know what I'm saying?
No like, doubt.
But I wouldn't have this big ass party about me signing a deal with Tidal. And no special coming
no
out.
No content.
It's, the reason you fucking with me is because, like, I understand. I see what you said. I understand that it's groundbreaking technology, or maybe it's just a groundbreaking thing for an artist to empower themselves on this level. Maybe.
And it's another outlet. It's another distribution platform.
And I'm cool.
To exploit.
I'm cool with all of that. I'm not shitting on. I'm cool with all of that. All I'm saying is. It ain't exciting.
All right, we get that.
That's it.
We get it. It's not for you.
I'm just curious to see, again, the how they protect themselves, and at one point, if it's going to be what the profit structure is. Because if not, they're just becoming another
even if they were just Spotify, as Spotify, that paid the artists a little more. What's wrong with that?
As long as the artists are benefiting out of it, then it makes sense.
What's wrong with that?
If they're making money, then yeah. If the artists are making more money, then I'm for that.
No doubt.
L.O. Black has been a big proponent of this, too. He has a whole thing he's doing, too.
Who?
L.O. Black.
All right, right. Yeah, because his shit was high, the most stream shit. He ain't got nothing.
Yeah, he's all about that right now. Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what happens.
We need L.O. Black on here.
L.O. Black.
Nah, what are we talking about?
What
we've
else
been
is going
having
on,
conversations with L.O. Black. I know. Think he wanted to see our metrics.
Yeah, you wanted to see what the pay structure was.
Yeah,
shit.
We can't have Aloe, if you want to meet us without your representative. Yeah.
I heard a story that Aloe Black was a failed rapper.
I don't know about
and they,
that.
He was rapping, and they were like, listen, you sound better just singing those same verses.
He was a rapper that was also a songwriter and a
producer. But the story I heard was that somebody was like, listen, man, just sing. You rapping, just sing that. Don't rap that.
But are you really a failed rapper if you still succeeded in the game? Like, you might not be a good rapper. You're just a rapper at that point that you just made a career switch.
Shift, yeah.
Yeah, like, you never hear, like, I'm trying to think of another episode where this motherfucker was a failed fry cook. But we managed to give him a career at the cash register. Like, once you got a career, you are defined by that career, not what happened before then.
Right. Absolutely. I just thought it was interesting. Like, listen, man, if you just take what you're doing and not rap, you're going to kill him.
Yeah.
You got to put your ego to the side. Like, you know, maybe he has a point.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if that was the case, but, you know, a lot of times that shit don't, nobody don't just sit you down and tell you that
I'm
shit.
I'm a man.
You just figure out some shit become more successful than others.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Aloe's cool, too. He cool, man.
Shit, I'm a failed magazine producer. You know what I'm saying? If you want to put it like that, I put out a magazine. That shit didn't make no money. And that shit cost a whole lot of money.
I think it was timing though, all of you. Just
timing. And then some other parts of my business worked better. I just ran with that.
Yeah. Timing though, I think, you know, the market changed with magazine and you know, digital.
Yeah. You could put all kind of excuses on it, but the shit didn't work. And you just change and you switch and you go with what's working.
Just gotta go where life takes
you. You gotta grow towards the light, man. The light's going this way.
As
man,
long as it's not death,
you're gonna grow that way.
As long as you don't wind up in jail with a damn makeshift
with
leash
a
around
leash
you.
On oh, your fucking man. Neck.
That was deplorable.
Did you see that shit?
Oh man, so,
we gotta
man.
Put that on the Facebook.
You are now my bitch.
Damn, dog.
Literally and figuratively.
And they made the motherfucker look up at the camera with the shit. That shit was the worst.
Well, they made him put the fucking leash on his. Okay. Explain what we're talking about.
Well, it was a picture going around of two cats. They were in a jail. It looked like a youth prison.
In Georgia somewhere.
Somewhere in Georgia. And it was two cats standing over another cat that was on a leash with a black
when
eye.
When we say cats, with a we mean actual up. People this time.
Two people.
I heard you leash and cats. Just in case.
Two young men.
18.
Standing over another young man with a swole eye that was on a leash.
It was like one of those rubber... Those rubber things you used to wrap around your arm. It was like you could
well,
tell
it looked like a belt that they had.
It looked like there was some tension on it. You know, it was
yeah,
some
they had it tied up like a pit bull. Let you know that, you know what I'm saying, we in full control of this.
He had an eye jam. He's looking into the camera. That's a big swole eye. Owned. Basically defeated.
Ah. And then they took a picture, obviously, with some type of cell phone device, and it went out on the internet, and it's going viral.
People make me laugh because there was one comment on there. I'm looking at the article, and the comment says, that's what you get when you go to jail. And I was like, first of all, you didn't even know why the homie's in jail. You know what the charges are.
He went to jail.
But you don't know why, though.
For robbery and assault.
Yeah, but off the cuff, you can't just, you know, people just commenting like, nobody
well, that is apparently by that picture, that is what you get when you go. I'm going to tell you this. That picture would keep my ass out of jail as much as I listen, dog. That shit is the best propaganda to stay your ass out of jail. Exactly.
Show that shit to your kids.
See this shit? You see what they do when the little kids in jail? Stay your ass out of jail.
That's a disincentive.
Of course. You wind up on a leash.
You want to be on a leash?
Man, I'm
with
just curious.
With two cats up, standing on top
but
of
my thing
how
is
do you
like,
come back from
my
that?
My thing is, this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is just something we saw.
Yeah.
Right. There's just one scenario of many. There's snippet. Jail culture that, shit, it's happening every day.
Apparently, the kid didn't want to join the gang.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh,
word? That's what they said? Who said that?
That was the, well, I
that's
think
the article said.
The article no. said. The article, in the article.
That's speculation.
They interviewed, I think it was the mom?
Yeah, the mom of the aunt.
She said that, you know, that he didn't want to join the gang.
The caption said, this is what happened when you disrespect the nation. What that shit say?
I don't know.
This is what happened when you disrespect the nation. And then it was everything after that was speculation from what I saw.
Nah, in the article you sent, they had actual testimony from the parent and the aunt And I think the moms or the aunt was like, yo, they wanted him to be in this gang. And he was like, nah. And they beat him up and they sent this photo out. Who knows what happened? All I know is this motherfucker wound up with an eye jammy on a leash being walked by two bare chested niggas.
And the warden was like, listen, we're going to investigate.
That's some disrespectful shit.
What is it investigate? I mean, listen, man.
Man, they know what happened in them.
They know what happened.
They know. They knew how the cell phones get in there. They know all that
and that's,
shit.
And that's the larger question to me. Like, one was like, oh, I mean, now we got to look into this now?
I ain't looking into that shit.
Larger question is how this motherfucker got that leash on him. They whipped his ass. And they whipped like, his ass. How do you come back?
And the second question,
that's
is
the worst
how did they get a cell phone?
Oh, you know how they got a cell phone.
But they're not supposed to have them, though.
It's a lot of shit in jail you're not supposed to have.
You see, that's the larger question. Like, what's going on in that
jail? Jail had his own fucking infrastructure and fucking economy that's fucking, just cats in jail making way more money.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. We know they got stuff in there, but the warden is acting like he don't know what's going on. Like, oh.
The warden ain't supposed to, he not in.
More importantly, how did they get the code for the Wi-Fi?
It's on the cell. On the cell. So they doing the cellular service. You don't need the Wi-Fi.
You think they're getting bars out there where they at?
They're getting bars. Oh,
okay.
Snap. They on Snapchat. They on Instagram.
They on Facebook.
They hashtagging they out there. They probably on Tidal.
Exactly.
Streaming music right now.
You know what I'm saying? They saw that announcement.
On the leash like, yo, what's up with the record?
Where's the record?
Fuck this Tidal shit. This shit ain't helping me. I'm on this fucking leash.
What's the cost structure?
Oh, man.
That shit's terrible, though. The moral of that motherfucking story
stay
is...
stay your ass out of jail.
Don't do the crime if you can't walk on a leash.
Yeah.
It's sad, though, man. That was my thing is, once that's out there, it's out there. You know, that's the problem with stuff like that.
I mean, but, you know, people forget that shit tomorrow.
I hope so, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That was a tough one. What would you do? Like, if that was your people's...
You can't help your people in jail unless you're going to send money in there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to, that's grown man business. You got to go in there and stand up.
Avon Barksdale.
Get your box game on.
Something, man.
Get the 52 blocks.
You know what I'm saying? That's why when you know cats that's really out in these streets, mm-hmm. they stay being prepared for the worst.
Oh, yeah. It's a you lot of saying? People. Yeah.
They stay on their workout regimen. They stay ready.
You don't want to get caught. Nothing like working out of that desperation.
Don't want to
wind up with a leash. This is survival.
They don't be desperation. That shit be a way of life.
My brother,
because you already know.
My brother's been taking 52 blocks in the Bronx. They teach you the prison. Yeah, it's real, dog.
The prison what? Prison workout?
It's a prison fighting system. It's called 52 blocks.
Uh-huh.
And it's like close quarter combat.
Uh-huh.
And
how that shit go?
Oh, it's like boxing, but with, you know, more efficiency.
Like Mother Deer or Daddy, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like real, like close combat. Like if you're in a tight situation, they teach you how to jab somebody up.
Yeah.
Jailhouse fighting.
Yeah, criminals.
How not to want to
do it. It's a system. It's like they have. It's like an actual curriculum. Like they broke it down. Like it's sick.
You think you don't need a curriculum?
Man, they got that broken down, dog.
Dog
on that leash needed a curriculum.
He needed a curriculum.
He needed a curriculum.
A picture tells 1,000 words, and that shit there.
Because he fucked up. They don't have not a scratch on him.
Yeah. And they posing too. It was
terrible.
Ah. Anyway.
Where's
what
the
else
record?
Is going on, man?
We signing.
Nah,
what else is going on? I'm sorry, I didn't know. What I thought.
You know, if we were signing up, he would have.
Because you looked at me like I was. I mean, we got to spend more time talking about this. But have y'all given any thought to the fact that Barack, the first black president, is soon to leave? Have y'all processed that emotionally yet? Have y'all given that any thought?
What I've thought about is how come we ain't talking about the next black president? Nobody. Like, we just feel like it's over for us. Is it done? Like, everybody said we're either going back white or we might do a woman. But nobody said there's a new Barack. There's no black guy.
I mean, when Barack came, you didn't know it was Barack coming. You know
but
what I
know. But that's what I mean.
He came out the blue.
You had 8 years. And around this time, this is where you started hearing about Barack. And even Barack put down his seeds in the world because he had that Democratic National Convention
thing.
Right,
it was like, right, which is, I guess, would be the time that the next one come up. We'll see who's
that would have been a year ago. That was over, like, might even been a term ago because then he announced his candidacy because he had spoken at a convention, like maybe a whole election term or whatever cycle beforehand or some shit like that. So I feel like, well, damn, where, you know, no brothers is trying to.
They got my man.
They got my man. You know, what's the Dr. Cat?
Ben Carson.
Ben Carson trying to be president.
He out there with it. Oh man, that's who they talk about. Who's he talking about?
Republicans?
No, he's on the circuit.
He's so Republican.
But is he saying that he wants to be president?
Yes, man.
Oh, I haven't heard about that.
The movie was good, but that's where it stops for me.
Yeah, he out there, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. As long as we got some people, I just want to know who else out there.
It's somebody else out there.
We should know.
Yeah, but I don't think there's any brothers out there.
They're not promoting the candidates yet.
It ain't that time.
Ted Cruz is popping. Ted Cruz is out there. And they still flirting with Hillary, man.
They talking about Jeb Bush. That's what they talking about.
Man, they may be talking about.
It ain't that time. It's not that season just yet.
There's no. I don't think there's any black politician out there with, like you said, a big promotional engine right now that we would know about. Like Hillary, Hillary's the Democratic kind of hopeful right now.
Yeah, but I think that's over for that.
For Hillary, you think so?
Yeah, I don't think.
You think the emails are gonna stop her?
I just think she missed it. I think she missed. I just think she missed it. I think she's starting to look like she might be sick. You know what I mean? She's a little older. Kind of. Somebody says you kind of look like the McCain of the game. She kind of got a lot of John McCain.
Did you see her on the city bus going to an appointment?
Nah, I ain't say she fell off, but a lot of people are concerned about her well-being, her health. And I don't know if y'all think that. Yeah, people have been saying that.
They're talking about them emails. That's what they're talking about.
Well, they talk about the emails, too, but before that, they were talking about her health as well.
I'll say this, though. That's always a strategy. When you want to delegitimize a candidate, you talk about their age.
Of course.
You know.
Of course, and the thing, I mean, look, I'm
it's
not...
politics, baby.
Yeah, they're coming for you.
Everything's going to come into question.
They're coming for you, man. You know, you got to talk about a roast.
That's the real roast.
That's the roast. They're coming for you in public.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, I don't... She don't even feel like she's... And maybe she's downplaying it because that's the dance.
I feel like before D agrees to anything, he has to get excited about it. You got to get him excited. I don't think he's excited.
Not much excites D.
Yeah, no excited no more. He ain't excited no more.
What you excited about?
What you excited about? Nothing excites you right now, man.
Let me say what I was saying.
Say what you're saying.
All I'm saying is, one, she's kind of already kind of downplaying it. I don't think it looks like she got as much fight in her as she did last time.
Right.
You know what I mean? It feels like it might be a little past the test. You know what I mean? Especially, she tried it. It didn't work. It didn't go her way. What different has happened to where people are like, oh shit, let's fuck with Hillary now. Why didn't you fuck with her then?
Because you had to make a choice between the black dude and the woman. They split the vote.
I hear that.
Double minority competition.
Get that confusion. Pepper a little ambivalence in there.
What is the... Man, I don't follow.
I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I don't follow the shit. You know what I'm saying? I think they already know who the next president is. We just going to watch the damn play out.
House of cards, baby. That's just me.
Chris, you think Hillary running again?
Oh, she's definitely running.
You think she's going to run? She got her shoes on right now.
I think she's definitely going to run. Yeah. The thing with Hillary, I think you're right that there's a little bit maybe taken out of her, but
she ain't got no record, the most money.
There's people behind her. She's got all the backers. Like on the Democratic side.
She definitely has momentum on that level, but I feel like, you know how you see a fighter? And the corner's like, nigga, you got another couple rounds in you. And they really don't. You can look in their eyes and see, like, I don't think this is ready for it.
Yeah, absolutely. The only saving grace for her, though, like you were talking about, there's not a lot going on the Republican side either. It might be Jeb Bush. It's going to be a Bush-Clinton situation again.
And they've been waiting to throw Jeb in the fight for eight years. Yeah. They just held, like, when Barack ran, Republicans had nobody. But Jeb Bush was out there, but they didn't put Jeb Bush in that fight.
Because that Bush name was not the look.
Yeah, well, not even that it wasn't. It definitely wasn't the look. But they didn't even throw him in the ring. They didn't even keep him close. They just let it be a bunch of busters and Barack. Barack came in. It's been 8 years. Let it run its course. Now Jeb Bush is back on the set as one of the names that they pushing. Man, that shit is done so sweet it had to be a plan.
I like that. Did you hear that?
Like the tail off. Done so sweet. It had to be.
Is that a Marvin Sisa?
That's Houdini.
Oh, is that Best Friends?
Oh, man, that was ill. She shook her hand and took your man. It was done so sweet. It had to be a plan. Couldn't trust it with cheese, let alone your quees. With friends like these, you don't need enemies.
Yeah!
We might as well end on
conversations.
Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Yeah, man, Barack is out of here. We got eight more.
Yeah, I think race relations will ease up. You know what I'm saying? They won't have such an enemy to throw stones at so much. It won't be in their face every day. You know what I'm saying?
I definitely wanted to talk about, I mean, emotionally, you know, what is him leaving, what it means to people. You know what I mean? Like in the 8 years and reflecting on it and just, you know. I'm still thinking about it. You know, I'm still. I don't know if you guys have given any thought to that.
The fact I hope y'all motherfuckers put some money in your savings account.
Yeah,
it's about to get tough out there.
I thought it was gonna get so good when it came in.
You had 8 years. I hope you put some shit to the side because motherfuckers is coming back. You ain't got no black ally in the big house. So it's you and whatever you got.
What's the Antoine Dotson line? Hide your kids, hide your...
Shit, man. Do it all.
Yeah, big homie ain't going to be in the house no more.
Money.
You know what I'm saying?
That is what it is. That's it.
You know what I mean? But I ain't never knew nobody in the house.
Nah, man.
I always thought I would meet Barack, though. I still think
You probably will meet him. You'll meet
him. He's one of those only presidents. Maybe Bill. But I don't care anymore about Bill. But, I've never thought that I'd meet and see a president. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never thought, and I don't even think, and typically back in the day, you used to meet and see a president by doing something, like, noble and over the top. I just felt like I might just wind up seeing Barack at the club. Oh, shit, they go Barack.
At the barbershop.
Because he's in the culture.
But it do kind of feel some kind of way that you haven't met him yet, or I haven't met him yet, because, like, when you see so many people in your circle that has been to the White House, especially like in the last couple of years, you know what I'm saying? Even when he first came in, you know, you have a friend of yours, they kids did the Easter egg roll.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Karen Civil was in the White House a couple of weeks ago, Nicole Bitchy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, everybody done been to the White House. Well, I ain't been to the damn White House.
Well, I ain't really tried to go. I'm gonna be honest with you, I ain't really reached out. You got a kid, maybe you could try to hit that Easter egg.
I ain't trying to reach out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, shit. Close of my work has been in the state house, but not me. And I ain't worried about it. It's just like, damn, everybody done been in that shit. Yeah, it's all good.
You can't take it personally, man.
I don't.
It sound like you did. You said I started to feel away.
No, it's just like you see.
Well, I ain't getting no invite.
You start to, you know.
I feel this White House shit on my Instagram.
You know what I'm saying? You go, you've been everywhere else the motherfucker you wanted to go. But, you know, I ain't never really had a reason to go to the White House.
Well, there you go. I definitely ain't
never had dinner with the president.
How about that?
I like that.
Definitely ain't going to have dinner with Jeb Bush. No doubt.
You see, Luda was with Jeb Bush.
Doing what?
He was rapping at one of his fucking fundraisers.
You guys want to see this guy dance for us? I'm sorry, I don't know what.
Dance, Luda, dance.
Dance, Luda, dance. Oh, I don't know what the context was.
Look that shit up. I put that shit on the Facebook.
Put it on the Facebook.
Man. Luda and Jeb cheesing in the picture.
I'll tell you what I'm excited about.
Where you going to be at this week, man?
I want to talk about the. Well, we'll talk about next time. Manny Pacquiao fight.
Yeah.
This weekend. So your boy Vlad is. I'm at the Stand Comedy Club for April Fool's Day, April 1st. Come on down, which is today when this podcast gets released. And then Thursday through Saturday, up at the Stress Factory. I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Stress Factory, New Brunswick, New Jersey. Come on out. LaughingVlad.com. Hit me up. See you guys next week.
There you go.
I'm gonna be at Best Eye at the headquarters, man. Touching up these projects, man. We got a lot of loot. New alliances, new clients that we doing some big shit with. And so we'll be there making shit happen.
Oh, shit. Good shit.
Gio.
I'm going to be at Lucky Jack's tonight, April 1st tonight. I'm at Lucky Jack's at the 9 o'clock show. Then I'll be at the Comedy Cellar on the midnight show. And then in the meantime, you can follow me everywhere at D-Lemon Comedy, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of that. And again, thanks for listening to In the Conversation, and tell a friend to tell a friend to get in the conversation. We out.